on 98 FM and online. This is Phoenix FM.
It's just gone 8 p.m. on this Thursday night. You're listening to me, Gareth Williams, here on Phoenix 98 FM. And this is Bumper to Bumper. This is indeed Bumper to Bumper here on Phoenix 98 FM, a trawl through Indian alternative from the 60s onwards. And from the 80s, that was Orange Juice, from the album of the same name, that was Rip It Up, a single back in 1983. Got to number 8 in at the UK charts. Lots of good music for you tonight. Quite a lot of new music, a bit of old stuff, a bit of dancey stuff. Yeah, it's a good mix tonight, I think.
understand what you're doing to me. See, I spent all my years in believing you, but I just can't get no relief. Lord, somebody,
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 somebody.
Can anybody find me somebody to love? Every day of my life, I work till I ache my bones.
At the end of the day,
I take home all my hard earned pay on my own. I get down on my knees and I start to pray till the tears run down from my eyes. Lord, somebody,
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 somebody.
Can anybody find me somebody to love?
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Outside the door.
We started there with Badly Drawn Boy, taken from the 1999 It Came From The Ground EP. That was It Came From The Ground. Badly Drawn Boy has announced a couple of dates in London, playing Bush Hall on the 10th and 11th of December. Tickets are still available if you fancy that. Then you heard Frank Turner and his version of Queen's Somebody To Love. I think a little bit different for you on Bumper To Bumper this week. That was taken from his the third 3 years compilation album that drills together B-sides, rarities, cover versions and all that kind of thing. Lots of interesting stuff. That was originally the B-side to the I Still Believe single, released back in 2010, which got to number 40 in the charts. That was on the 7-inch vinyl. There you go. And then the Gaslight Anthem, taken from their recently released History Books album. That was Little Fires. The band are touring the UK next year, playing Glasgow, Edinburgh, Sheffield, Manchester, Wolverhampton. And they're also playing 3 nights at the Roundhouse. Just announced a third night, I believe. 25th, 26th and 27th, if you fancy going to see them play live.
We'll be right back. refuge in your bed until the tears dry. Don't listen to slow songs, they make you cry. Delete their number though it's memorized on your fingertips for the rest of your life.
Don't look at old photos to pass the time. It does you no favors, they will remind you of a rose-colored view in your mind. Traces of someone you left behind. I was foolish, it's proven. Keep moving, to-do list after the breakup.
Perfect the art of smiling on occasion. Their name is brought up in conversation. Nobody need know your palpitations. First things first, self-preservation.
Remember whatever you do, do not call. I've been wondering why heartbreak's not taught in school to warn us what we're in for. I'd have got myself a degree to be sure, but I was foolish.
If I'd have never met you, I wouldn't know what I know now. Might be a time and place when I wanted to see your face. If I'd have never met you, I wouldn't know what I know now. Might be a time and place when I wanted to see your face. If I'd have never met you, I wouldn't know.
Blossoms there, featuring Finlay, to do list. I got there. To do. It's a bit of a to do, isn't it? I don't know what I'm going on about. Anyway, name of the single, To Do List After the Breakup. Played that first time a few weeks back. Brand new music from them. They'll be recording more. There will be a new album at some point. Then going back quite a way, the Rain Band from Manchester released one album back in the noughties called The Rain Band, and taken from it, that was the single Easy Rider. And before that, Declan Walsh and the Decadent West. They have just released their second album, entitled Two, as in the number two. King of My Head was one of the first singles to be taken from it. If you wanted to see them live, I'm afraid you've just missed your chance. They're playing A Mirror tonight. You could probably shoot up there now, if you're quick. A Mirror near London Bridge, great little venue. It is as well. This is Bumper to Bumper here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Some people go to the rescue because they know that it's the right place to go. Then they ask for a kitten, but the kittens will be okay. They'll get snapped up straight away. All the cats are waiting. Play.
patiently standing by. I got so close to just giving in. We'll be right back.
Phoenix FM.
Spearmint. They released their latest album, This Candle Is For You. It comes out on the 17th of November on CD and limited vinyl. They're playing a live date at Colours in Hoxton on the 5th of December. I didn't actually know about that. Might have to look into going to that, but I'm very busy as it is, so who knows. And this is the third of the limited edition 7-inch singles that they've released. We've played them, and I think one of them actually even made it. Prince and Joni was the last one, which made it onto the Phoenix FM A-list. This one is Older Cats 2, which has Let It Go on the B-side. And apparently, no, it's not that Let It Go. But yes, Spearmint there, Older Cats 2, if you want the vinyl. Google Spearmint, the band, and you'll find out lots about them. They're very good. Creeper. There's a band, if you want to go and see them live, you're not too late. They're playing Shepherd's Bush Empire tomorrow night. There are still some tickets available, I think, from their 2020 album Sex, Death and the Infinite Void. That was the single Annabelle, released in 2020. Also, good fun, good sort of horror rock, Jim Steinman type over the top silliness I like. And then Galaxy Thief from down on the south coast. That's their latest single, Last Chance. They played the Pilton Party at Glastonbury earlier this year. A huge highlight. And yes, sadly for them, they are supporting Jake Bugg, or have been supporting him recently. I can only imagine how painful that is for their ears.
I'm in the phone booth. It's a one across the hall.
Of you saying, what on earth is Blondie doing on an Indian alternative radio show? Well, come on. How punk were they? How punk are they, actually? Debbie Harry is 100% punk. Taken from their third album, Parallel Lines. That was Hanging on the Telephone, released as a single back in 1978. Got to number 5 in the UK. I'd not realised, actually, that that was a cover version released by the West Coast power pop band The Nerves and written by Jack Lee. So there you go. I've learned something whilst listening to Blondie. A great album, Parallel Lines, Heart of Glass, one way or another. Picture this. The list goes on. It's a blinking good album, is a polite way of putting it. Then from Essex, Pet Needs and Separation Anxiety, their brand new single just released. The band are going out on tour starting next week. If you wanted to go and see them in London, I'm afraid you've missed your chance. They're playing the Black Heart, which is a tiny venue in Camden above a pub, the Black Heart pub, not surprisingly. It's completely sold out, but they are playing Colchester. Yes, that would mean going to Colchester, but you know, some people can, you can push through that. They're playing Sub-Zero, which is a 1,200 capacity gig venue, largest gig to date, headlining gig to date, and they've got the lottery winners supporting them, returning the favour for them, supporting them, quite amazing. That's, yeah, it should be good fun. And then finally, brand new music from Chemtrails, and it is Detrius Andronicus. It's taken from their upcoming third album, The Joy of Sex, which is going to be, that's S-E-C-T-S, as I said that rather quickly, that's going to be released in January. They're touring in February, dates to be announced soon, playing some London dates before heading over into Europe, so keep an eye out for that.
Love. maybe we're just rats and trash. And maybe